Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We had them all the way, didn't we, Stars fans? Let me tell you, I was not prepared to pop a Frosty after two periods, but I'm proud to say we had them all the way, baby. Stars win, score 5 goals in the third period to rally past the Oilers in game one of the Western Conference Finals. Hello, everyone. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spitz and Suds, your top Dallas Stars podcast in DFW. Let's get our sips in while we can. What an absolutely delicious and nutritious win tonight. The Stars become the first team in Stanley Cup playoff history to earn multiple wins in regulation after being down by 2+ goals in the third period during a postseason. You know I'm all about honesty. You know I just say what's on my mind. I had copious amounts of notes through two periods that I was telling our great producer, Gregory Finley. I was rewinding, I was playing, I was talking about all the mistakes to my dad and saying, man, this is a rough watch. And then all of a sudden, the third period comes out and they are a completely different team. Not only are they a completely different team, but Edmonton is a completely different team. So we are going to start with the positives before we need to talk about what they need to work on. Because I think it would be wrong to start by starting in the first period and going wrong, wrong, bad, bad, negative, negative, negative. So instead, this is all about you. This is all about celebrating game one. And this is all about resilience from this Dallas Stars team, because we can knock them for two periods, but you can't knock them without celebrating the way they came out of that locker room in the third period and responded down 3-1. I mean, Edmonton had them tied up in a knot and they were fighting like heck just to get out of their own defensive zone. They flipped the script and they deserve a ton of credit for that early in the third period. So Dallas still has time remaining on the power play. And although it is tough to have a power play end with the end of a period and continue into the third, you do get that fresh sheet of ice. And Dallas capitalizes on their power play opportunity. And as well as the Stars played in the third, I thought Edmonton made some key mistakes that we'll talk about. One, Miro Heiskanen's wrist shot from the point. Three Edmonton players were in front of Stuart Skinner attempting to block that shot. And when you can block those shots like they did for most of the game, really effective. But in this case, they actually created their own screen, something that Dallas could not do in the first two periods, and just a seeing eye shot from Heiskanen that goes on short side. Skinner had no chance, didn't see it. And all of a sudden, in a lopsided affair, Dallas cuts the lead to 3-2. And then Dallas gets another power play opportunity. Corey Perry, massive mistake. High stick on Sam Steele in the offensive zone. You can't commit offensive penalties, specifically in the Western Conference Finals. We say that about the Stars all the time. But Corey Perry with a critical mistake. You have to be in control of your stick at all times. Dallas, back on the power play. They cash in late. I remember this podcast talking about Mikael Granlund and how he comes up big in big situations. Like, if you don't pump your own tires, who's going to pump for you, right? Sign that man up to a multi-year deal, Jim Nill. Mikael Granlund has been an unreal fit for this team. He roofs it and ties the game at three. The barn is absolutely buzzing right now. I mean, that place was loud in the third period. And then Edmonton commits another penalty. And it's another high stick as Evander Kane gets his stick up into Matt Duchene's chin. Oilers thought Duchene kind of sold that high stick. They were chirping at Duchene, but the replay clearly showed that the stick was in the vicinity, whether it nicked him or not, which obviously it nicked him a little bit. If he sold it or not, the fact is that's a high stick. And the best way to clam up chirping is Matt Duchene scoring. First shot in front of the net hits Roope Hintz. He's able to collect it. Second time, lifted in. 4-3 Stars. Edmonton, at that point, some quality shots. Jake Oettinger comes up big. Specifically, Liam Bischel gets called for the hook, tying up Evan Bouchard right in front of Oettinger. Bouchard looked like he would have a clean look, so it wasn't the worst penalty. Stars kill the penalty. Absolutely huge. Cody Ceci came up big on that penalty kill for the Stars. Then Tyler Seguin and Sam Steele make it 5-3. Sam Steele having a tremendous night on the penalty kill. Moved up lines because of his play. He cuts through the middle, utilizing his speed. Roofs a backhand. Everyone thought he was the one that scored. But upon replay, Skinner makes the initial save. Tyler Seguin is on the doorstep to tap it in. 5-3. Over 3 minutes left. Edmonton pulls the goalie. And Esa Lindell makes it 6-3. And that's your final. Taking the hockey world in complete shock. 5 third period goals, down 3-1. Edmonton had it on lockdown. They let off the gas. Stars put the foot heavy on the gas. And what a different game that 20 minutes was. It's really hard to talk about it and comprehend how two teams could be so different in one period. But that's why you play 60, right? I mean, that's why you never give up. I mean, you saw it against the Stars a couple times this season, like Vancouver scoring 3 goals in a minute. Like, that just doesn't happen in the NHL. But in today's NHL, maybe it happens more. What an absolute gutsy effort for the Stars in that third period.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But, and this is a but with a victory, they have to clean some stuff up. Got to be better in your own defensive zone. Got to get the puck out quicker. Edmonton, cycling. I thought PK Subban used an unbelievable example in between periods, saying Edmonton was cycling like they were the Harlem Globetrotters. And I mean, that picture is a kid of the Harlem Globetrotters just handing the ball off. I'm surprised, similar to the Harlem Globetrotters, that the ref didn't get the puck at one point and throw it back to Edmonton like the Harlem Globetrotters used to do with the referee. I mean, they were cycling so well and so hard, and the passing was just on the tape. Number two, when Connor McDavid's on the ice, the Stars have to protect the puck. Roope Hintz and Jason Robertson multiple times doing blind passes in the middle. But you have to realize, if the Stars aren't there, that creates a break for Edmonton, and you cannot give Connor McDavid any momentum. A couple times that they did, even though he didn't score, I mean, McDavid in open ice, wow. I mean, that's like, we saw it with Nathan MacKinnon, but that's like an extra jet. That's turbo vision of Nathan MacKinnon. That is unreal. Third thing you have to do. You cannot let the Oilers break away with the puck based on stick checks. Thought the Stars needed to be a little bit more physical. Remember, physicality does not need to be a hard check. But if you have Leon Draisaitl, and I know it's tough because it's Leon Draisaitl, he's big, he's fast, and he's great with the puck, but a little bit of a body on him can make a big difference. If the stick doesn't get in there, that's going to free Leon Draisaitl up. And you just can't do that, and that's what happened on that Evan Bouchard goal. So the Stars need to be better in the corners. I thought Edmonton did a much better job in the corners. But it's a win, and that's what matters. And they know they have a lot more to do and get better. And the highlights, and everyone will be talking about, will be the 5 goals. But we need to talk about the goaltender, Jake Oettinger, putting in another strong performance. I mean, that first period, I felt as though Edmonton could have had 3 or 4 on the board. Heck of a job by Jake Oettinger. Thought he saw the puck well all night long. You look at the Edmonton goals and how they were scored. Oettinger really didn't have much of a chance on them. just thought he played well all night long. I mean, the Draisaitl goal, he frees himself up. Beautiful, beautiful shot. High, far side. Nugent Hopkins, another great shot. Power play goal. Bouchard left alone. That went far side high. So the three goals that were scored were terrific shots, and they were clean looks. You guys saw point number four that the Stars have to do that they did in the third period. And the crowd was into it, and that was amazing. You have to put traffic in front of Stuart Skinner. Why did the Stars only score one goal? Because Skinner got so many clean looks, and if you give a goalie clean looks, most of the time, they're going to save it. It's like if you throw in baseball, like a 99 or 100 mile per hour fastball, sure, you're going to blow it by him. But if that's all you have, then the majority of the time, the batters are going to catch up and they're going to hit you really hard. And that's why pitchers have off-speed pitchers, slider, or some other pitch. So if you're the Stars and you're shooting from the outside and you're giving Stuart Skinner clean looks, he's going to save it the majority of times. I mean, he's in the NHL for a reason. He shut out Vegas for two straight games for a reason. But they got to him in the third period. We mentioned Sam Steele. We talk about the Stars on this Dallas Stars team. We talk about the Granlunds, the Rantanens, the Duchesnes, Harley, Heiskanen, Ottinger. You can go down the list. But every team needs Sam Steele's to hoist a cup. And I think Sam Steele's speed was really pivotal in this game. I mean, he's so good on the penalty kill, and he's so valuable just that alone. But he really does have some offensive skills. And sometimes we don't get to see that on the fourth line. But I thought Pete DeBoer did a real good job changing up the lines in that third period because Duchesne, Wyatt, Johnston combo is getting waxed defensively. So Pete DeBoer needed to change up the lines. He did. So stick tap to Pete DeBoer and the coaching staff. Isn't it amazing that we are talking about this Dallas Stars power play? And the fact that tonight it won you the game going 3 of 4, a 75% clip. And we wanted to get rid of Steve Spott, the assistant coach for the Dallas Stars. And we thought Pete DeBoer wouldn't make any changes, and that frustrated us. And it was frustrating watching this Dallas Stars penalty power play and how ineffective it was. Well, in comes Granlund, in comes Mikko Rantanen. And how good has this power play been in this playoffs? Unbelievable. So maybe it was the players rather than the system. But stick tap to Steve Spott. Stick tap to this Dallas Stars team. And pretty interesting that this power play last year was so ineffective. Dallas, 0-14 in the Western Conference Finals against these Oilers last year. 0-14. And they net 3 tonight. Now, also important to point out, prior to this game, Vegas and the LA Kings, 33% power play success rate. So if there is a way to crack this Edmonton code, it has been evident the first two rounds, and in that third period, the Stars went on some power plays. And I think that's Edmonton's biggest mistake, because when you're killing as many penalties as you have to, like Edmonton did, consecutively, that doesn't allow you to get your lines going. It just switches things up. It kills momentum. You're fighting to get it out of your zone, which Edmonton didn't do all game. So it just totally flipped the script. All right, let's get to your tweets. Chucky 10 says, I'm wondering if they're treating these first two periods to just feel out their opponents like boxers do. Then boom, late second period and third, they just kick it into another gear. You know, that's interesting, Chucky, because I did think of a boxing match and I thought of it a little differently. I thought of a boxing match when the right-handed boxer comes out and all of a sudden switches to southpaw and totally throws you off. I felt as though Edmonton for the first two periods threw Dallas off their game. I mean, Dallas's their passing wasn't crisp. They couldn't get any kind of odd man break going. The only breakout they had, Tyler Seguin scores on that breakaway. And let's mention Tyler Seguin for a second because I think it's really important to point out how hard he fought to come back from injury this year. I mean, limited to the amount of games. He got off to a fast start this year. Then got injured, and then came back and played in that last game against Nashville, and then coming up absolutely huge tonight. So I just feel good for Tyler Seguin because the last couple of years, he's battled some devastating injuries. And for him to score two in the playoffs on the big stage, kudos to Tyler Seguin. And then once again, Mikhail Granlund, just when the game's on the line, man, Rantanen and Granlund. And that's why I want to keep him around. So I don't think it was like a feel out their opponents. I just feel as though Edmonton dominated in the first two periods, Chucky. Dylan Moreland, what a win, never doubted, with the laugh emoji. Just like versus Colorado with Makar McKinnon, stars need to be better prepared for their post-power play McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard shifts. Actually, Hyman was also on that shift. Speaking of which, how about Hyman and his hits? Man, he's not a big guy, and he's throwing his weight around. That's going to be an extension of to the critical special teams battle in this series. Yeah, it is going to come down to special teams. And yeah, you do have to watch out because I love, absolutely love what they do after they're shorthanded, putting Draisaitl and McDavid together because they've been sitting for a while, so they could certainly do that. All right, what the Blickens? How about the Dallas Stars game one winning streak? Yeah, two games in a row, right? Game one in Winnipeg and game one here in Dallas. Four Corners Brewing for tonight. Froster and honor number four. Haskinen got this comeback started. Yeah, there you go. Cheers to you, Four Corners. So, yeah, Haskinen. Good things happen when you put pucks on net, right? I mean, he could have cycled it down, but he decided to shoot. So stick tap to him on that. David Kokas. Thank you, David, for all your support of Spits and Suds. I really think this shows how Pete DeBoer, his staff, and players know how to manage a game. They look like a different team in the third. Why in the world did that one referee wave off Granlund's goal? Doesn't matter, but that was odd. So he waved it off because it bounced back pretty quick. And he thought that it hit the crossbar, apparently. But, you know, they would have reviewed it. So, but even if play continues, then when there's a stoppage, they stoppage or Toronto could call down and stop the game. So clearly was a goal. But at first glance, I don't know, you know, from my angle, I wasn't sure if it was a goal or not. All right, Chris Barnard, amazing game. It seemed inevitable once they applied more pressure on entries. Very one-sided commentary on ESPN that you have felt was all Edmonton through 40, negating chances. Chris, I'm going to say this. Like, listen, we're going to enjoy this win, and I'm just going to take my Stars homer glasses off. They should have been talking about Edmonton for a lot. Edmonton was the better team through two. I can't criticize them in the third because as much as it was the Stars capitalizing, but remember, they capitalized on power plays, remember Corey Perry and Evander Kane, just massive high stick penalties that were not needed. So Edmonton gave the Stars these opportunities. So I didn't think it was overly homerish. Love the scrum. Perfect game two setup. Do you keep Beck, who had a hand in it, or dress Blackwell? Well, you know my answer, my friend. I'm always going to want to dress Blackwell. To me, he's a spits and suds staple. I thought Beck played well at the end of the game. I thought he was big on that critical penalty kill. But I mean, I want to see Blackwell's speed in this series. I think it can come up big. You know, they won't scratch Marchment. And Marchment did play okay in the third period, but man, I'm just so tired of him taking penalties. You know, he can complain all he wants, although he did draw a penalty late in the second that ended up being the Haskinen's goal. Will McKay still gets the top star of the game. Heck of a game for 18. Harley seemed out of it all night. I just think defensively, it's just so tough to handle the Oilers. Oilers won 2 out of 3 periods, but man, that third period was absolutely electric. Yeah. That's all it takes is 20 minutes, I guess. Christopher DeHardy hit a $5 parlay on the Stars and Pacers. Yes, what a comeback in the NBA tonight for the Indiana Pacers. Unfortunately, a comeback for the New York Yankees tonight against our Texas Rangers. So tonight was a good night. Drinking a Coke tonight to celebrate. What a comeback, and keep up the pressure. Stick tap and congratulations to you, Christopher DeHardy, on hitting that power play. Congrats to your Stars and Pacers. Want to go back and say stick tap to Chris Barnard, who's always a dedicated Spits and Suds listener. Everyone that tweets me, thank you so much. Jeffrey at JLux007. Love Hintz getting the primary assist by getting hit in the back on Duchesne's goal game winner. It's been a fun playoff run already. Let's keep going. Go Stars. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty interesting. I think the pain of the puck getting shot in your back quickly dissipated by Roope Hintz after scoring that goal. He never even saw that goal. He looked at Duchesne raising his hands to know that they scored. Bubba Knocker, team needs to be better. I'm not one to complain about a win, but you're not going to get 4 power play opportunities every game. Once again, you don't complain about wins at this time of year. Also, 44 had a PK masterclass. Also, keep 27, 95, 91 together. They had the juice. I mean, remember, we were talking about that. That felt as though there should be a reunion of Marchman, Duchesne, and Sagan together. We talked about that on Spits and Suds the other day. I mentioned it with David Castillo. You're right. Cody Ceci absolutely came up big on the penalty kill. I know Cody Ceci does not get a lot of credit, but I'm telling you, that trade was massive for Jim Nill. When you look at that trade now, Stars fans, I understand down the road you gave up a first-round pick. But I'm not sure if you're in this situation without Cody Ceci and without Mikhail Granlund. I mean, they've both been really good for the Stars. And remember, Cody Ceci came up big for Edmonton last year. So you have a guy playing the blue line that's been there before. He was in the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Chris Elder, fat tire ale for the win. Cheers, my friend. First two periods had some sparks of greatness, but felt like our tires were spinning. Do you think this team struggles to get things going when they have several days off in a row? I know Edmonton had a longer break, but they seem to come out stronger. I don't know if it was the Stars as much as it was Edmonton. Edmonton just dominated. And that's what scares me about game two. Stars have to be better out of the gate. I feel as though the Stars need to. And it's tough because Edmonton showed their true speed. Stars have to be a little bit more physical. That forecheck paid dividends in the third period. They have to put pressure. But Edmonton did such a good job quickly getting it out of their zone. I mean, that's why the other thing that Edmonton did so well, they were so aggressive through two periods on that Stars power play. I mean, they were not only meeting the Stars at the blue line, they were coming out past the blue line. I counted at one point, they had 4 players out on the blue line at one point, and all the Stars could do is dump and chase. So for those non-dump and chase people, I challenge you to tell me how they could have got it in their zone otherwise, because Edmonton put up a wall. And so the Stars had to do that, and they won puck battles in the third period. And that's the thing about Dumba Chase. It's not a bad thing to do. Dumba Chase isn't necessarily bad, but you have to win puck possession. Okay. Let's go to Husky, who says, I'm happy they won, but Dallas needs to be play better if they're going to win. While they were able to get away with being outplayed against Winnipeg and Colorado, letting Edmonton outplay you will not end well. They have a higher chance of escaping ADX Florence over a series W against Edmonton being outplayed. I don't know what that last part means, Husky, but I mean, the reality was they have been outplayed, but good teams find a way to win. And let's say this, Edmonton was vastly outplayed in the third period. They did it to themselves, but Edmonton was outplayed. William at William Willow 2 says, fun game. What do the Stars need to do next game to keep this up? I don't think we will get three power plays in the third again. Agreed. Stars need to be aggressive like they have been in the third. They have to find a better way to get out of their defensive zone. They need to create some odd man breakouts, which they were not able to do. The only breakout was the Tyler Seguin breakaway until the third period. A little bit more physical against specifically the defenders. They have to somehow get a body on Connor McDavid without committing a penalty. You cannot let Connor McDavid roll. That's what Florida did in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They got under McDavid's skin. Okay, Ryan McDermott, awesome game. What a time for depth scoring to show up. Love everything you do. Thank you so much, Ryan. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, if you look at situational scoring, you had Sagan scoring two goals. You had Haskinen in the scoring column with Marchman on an assist with that, with Mikhail Granlund scoring two, Matt Duchene getting a big power play goal. On that Tyler Seguin goal, it's Sam Steele and Jason Robertson. So certainly players that you haven't really mentioned did get into the scoring category. So that's a good thing. All right, let me refresh my Twitter screen. And for those that are wondering, game two will be 7 o'clock Central in Dallas on Friday night. And then the series shifts to Edmonton, and that will be an afternoon tilt, 2 o'clock on Sunday. Okay. Let's go to Millsy. Watching on TV, he is drinking a 3-wide Brewing Company Tropic Groove. It's a coconut IPA. Man, anything that has coconuts, delicious to me. This is memorable. Been waiting for Duchene to show up. Huge win with backs against the wall. Penalties on both teams were factors, but our goalie is better. Can't say enough about Jake Oettinger in these playoffs. He has been absolutely terrific. Probably if you're looking at a number one star for Dallas in these playoffs, it is Jake Oettinger. All right. X-Nina, I flipping love this team. They take you to the edge of hell and then drag you right back out. Yeah, they certainly do. We went from downstairs to upstairs up in heaven with that third period. What an amazing third period. I'm hoping now that some of our guys have knocked the dust off, we're going to break through and keep up momentum. Hey, the Stars have been excellent at home. You cannot knock them for their home play this year. They have been tremendous, which is opposite of what they did in last year's playoffs. Hockey is an interesting game. Thank you so much for the tweet, X-Nina. Noah Brown, 5 unanswered goals, hit them with the Uno reverse. I love that. Game one, Frosties taste so good. Special teams is going to be massive this series. Game two is going to be tough. Let's celebrate this one and get ready for Friday. Cheers, Gavin. Let's go, Stars. It is a simply spiked raspberry lemonade. Ooh. In a Dallas Stars cup with a Dallas Stars flag flying high. Well done, Noah. Cheers to you, my friends. Let's go to Thackman, Aaron Thacker. Great comeback in this game. Also great balance scoring. Other person I wanted to give credit to that I had given a hard time to before is Coach Steve Spott. Power play has turned around in the playoffs. Great game one win. Hopefully they will start quicker next game. Absolutely. let's give Steve Spott roses. Let's also take into consideration the acquisitions that Jim Nill made. Anytime you can add Mikael Granlund and Mikko Rantanen to your power play, two offensive weapons, specifically in the slot and terrific with one-timers, it just opens up so much on the power play. That bumper position now is open because you have to account for Granlund. You have to account for Rantanen and that other side. I mean, that's what happens when you have multiple weapons on a power play. It also takes some of your power play one guys and flip them down to power play two. So your second power play unit is much stronger. We also talk about the emergence of Thomas Harley. So now you have two QBs as far as power play weapons. So that's real good. Hey, I did want to say, and I know he's on the opposition, and I hate the way that John Klingberg's time ended. I hate that the agent did him wrong, thinking that Klingberg would be much more valuable in the open market. For the record, John Klingberg wanted to stay here in Dallas. But I just wanted to take a moment and give him a stick tap. He fought back from a brutal injury. And the fact that he's playing in the Western Conference Finals and he's been so valuable for Edmonton, I always liked John Klingberg. I was a little suspicious of him at first defensively, but I just think he's become a much better defensive player. I think he learned a lot under Ken Hitchcock. So I just wanted to say, you know, I'm happy for John Klingberg out there. I think it's absolutely great. And former star Corey Perry. I know that a lot of you do not like Corey Perry toward the end of the game. Kudos to Liam Bischel for covering up. That's the right thing to do. You do not want to fight at the end of a game and risk injury or give them any momentum. Corey Perry did that for a reason, and he did commit a big penalty. But I will just say the following. Any team that signs Corey Perry either goes to the Western Conference or Eastern Conference Finals or goes to the Stanley Cup. Absolutely amazing what he's done in these playoffs as well as one of Edmonton's leading goal scorers, and he's on the power play. At his age, doing what he's done for that amount of time. So kudos to former star Corey Perry and John Klingberg. Michael says, speechless. My question is this: Skinner is streaky and Pickard is hurt. Does he feel the pressure? No, I just think that the Stars got to him in the third. I thought he looked really good. I don't think he had to make a lot of big saves in the first and second. I don't think he was overly challenged, but you know, I mean, it's one of those things that the Stars gain momentum, and maybe Skinner needed to step up just a little bit and make some key saves, and he couldn't do that in the third period. Daniel Long says, Frosty's all around, drinking a fine Pilsner Miller Lite. And Will McKay, Sam Steele, great night tonight. Harley had it rough all night. Yeah, probably not the best game for Thomas Harley, but that's okay. All right. Our Italian Cup winner, watching the game in Italy, Florian Weasel. Follow him at FWeezer55. I credit to myself switching from the CBC Canadian broadcast to ESPN at intermission. You know, absolutely. Anytime you change your cheese, so to speak, during a game and Dallas scores five unanswered goals, do us all a favor, okay? Florian, for instance, will not turn. See, Florian plays hockey. He gets it. Superstitions are real, folks. Florian will absolutely watch the ESPN broadcast. And if the Stars go down big, guess what he's doing? He's switching back to CBC in Canada, right? Of course he is. So whatever you did, Stars fans, heading into that third period, whether you got yourself a snack, get another one on Friday. If you got yourself a drink, make sure you pick up a Frosty on Friday heading into the third, okay? Repeat your actions because superstitions. If you were in the kitchen when the Stars went on this amazing goal-scoring power play streak, then you need to be in the kitchen for the next game. I'm sorry. If you took a nap or fell asleep during the third period, you have to turn the television off in the third period on Friday. And you have to take a nap. I know it's tough, but just please try and take a nap. Okay. Adam Deacon over the pond in England. We cannot cope with the speed and superb puck handling of Edmonton. Chip and chase combined with poor control is costing us two power play goals from Edmonton off two penalties is pretty scary. We have to change it up. Marchment is a liability. That was prior to the Stars going on their big streak. And just for clarification, it was one Edmonton power play goal. It was Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I know the Bouchard seemed like it was because they were only a minute 40 apart.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wow. This was an absolutely one for the memory books. If you were there tonight, congratulations, kudos. I know some of you were that listen, and you deserve a ton of credit for being allowed in that barn, and you will always share those memories. I remember, you know, watching it on TV tonight and hitting rewind as much as I did. I'm trying to think which goal it was by the Stars, but there was a daughter with a father, and she was jumping up and down, and it just made me happy because those are the memories that create lifetime hockey fans. So absolutely amazing. Enjoy this one, Stars fans. This was one for the ages. This is a memorable one that we'll be talking about for years, regardless of what happens in this series. But it's so nice to get the first game at home, and hopefully they'll get the second game Friday night. So here's our schedule. If we can pull it off. So we'll talk with our NHL and Stars insider, Sean Shapiro, tomorrow afternoon. So we'll have that podcast for you tomorrow. And then on Friday morning, you guys really liked him, former assistant for the Toronto Maple Leafs, now specializing in analytics, Jack Hahn will join us. So he will join us, and that will be on Friday morning. And then, of course, we'll be back for the post game on Friday night. So four Spits and Suds episodes in the next few days because you guys deserve it. All I ask is that you spread the word on Stars message boards. That's another great place to spread the word. And just basically say, you know, you heard something on Spits and Suds. If you can do it organically, or just out and out shill us. Don't be embarrassed. I need you guys as teammates. We're doing this together. We're putting up amazing numbers because we truly want to grow this thing. Because, you know, I'll pull back the curtain a little bit. You know, Spits and Suds is the top original Odyssey hockey podcast right now. And that's beating podcasts in Philadelphia with the Flyers, a historic team. And it's also beating the Boston Bruins podcast. Now, I know they didn't have great years this year, but the fact that we are beating an original six podcast, and I love those guys on the Skate podcast. They're terrific, but healthy competition it is. And the fact that we're doing that in Dallas raises eyebrows in a good way. And we see national broadcasts now talking about, I got to get to Dallas to watch a game. That's a crazy environment. That's because of you, the Dallas Stars fans. So if you can provide a little energy for Spits and Suds, I truly appreciate it. And lastly, I'll say we pop Frosties all the time. If you're a beverage company and you'd like to sponsor Spits and Suds, or any company that would like to sponsor Spits and Suds, you could always reach out to me on Twitter at GJ Spittle. That's at GJ Spittle. Reach out to me with any questions anytime. I'm happy to answer that. And my email is gavin.spittle, S-P-I-T-T-L-E, at odyssey.com. So for the amazing producer, Gregory Finley, who puts up with me through all these late night podcasts and will put up with me for the next couple of days as we try to produce a lot of podcasts for you. I'm Gavin Spittle. Cheers to you guys. Enjoy your Frosties the next couple of days. You deserve it. Stars go up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Isn't it an absolutely beautiful thing? I'm going to go finish my Frosty with a smile. Until next time, have a great day, everyone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.